said yesterday what's your LP. I know I did.
I didn't hear it, Mike.
I think I did.
I don't think so.
No?
But it's okay. I've let it go.
I like
my
it.
Chi.
If you want it every day.
Because my kick-ass chi.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but this could screw up your chi. Taking this call. I'm. You know what? I'm starting to think now taking this call is a very bad
My LP
idea.
Is a very low number today. My life pain.
Mm-hmm.
Even with my mother-in-law today, who just flipped me out.
Yeah,
scared me. She hovers. That's the thing. She doesn't mean to, but she hovers.
Yeah,
like Yoda. she hovers.
Hover, I do. I was, starfish you will find.
I was standing in a room and looking at a bookshelf. And then there was a door there, a piece of glass in the door. And I turned, and I guess she'd been standing out there for, gosh, I don't know, since she got up, like at 6
hey,
in the morning.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought. Something hit me like a bolt of lightning.
And I turned and I really went, whoa!
Yeah.
But she scared me. And I opened the door and I said, much.
How did you react?
Okay. Would you stop it?
I love that though.
Yeah. I can't recreate it. It was real life, Mike. What? Like, whoa! Like that?
Yeah. Very Keanu Reeves like.
Thank you. I know you didn't mean it as a compliment, but I'll take it.
I did mean it as a compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I opened the door because, you know, there's a piece of glass there.
Right.
She wants me. She could have just knocked on the glass or even opened the door and said hello. Yeah. So I said, what? And I know that the tone was not one that you would pass along to a loved member of the family who's living with you.
Not welcoming.
Right. That's true.
Well, what were we talking about before that?
Your life
you
pain.
You wanted to say something.
Life pain.
So my life pain, thank you, Buzz, is a relatively low number. That's the only thing today in my life. And trust me, I'm past it.
And I just got a bolt of lightning. Joe was saying I can never do anything but disappoint you. Joe, today was one of the days where I said, remember I asked you about the iced tea? And you walked out and Dom pointed out, you said, and they're cold. You gave me like a little extra there, and I mean it was just a little.
There I was again.
It was a small thing.
Building you up behind your back.
John pointed it out to me, and I was absolutely not disappointed. I was very pleased with that attitude.
Here's what I heard. This is before the show.
Mm-hmm.
As I show you now, my flip side, where I do praise Joe occasionally. Mm-hmm. Mike said, "Joe, can I get some iced tea?"
Right.
And Joe said, "Yep." And it'll be ice cold.
And that rocked.
That was
just really, really cool. I really wanted a nice ice cold iced tea.
He left the room, and I said to Mike something like, you know, we make fun of that retard all the time.
Right.
But look at that. He really wanted to get you ice cold lemonade.
And when you actually
where's that tape, bro?
When you pointed that out to me, Joe, I couldn't have been more pleased. So what does that say?
But still, yes, and there you go. So everybody's in a good mood.
I think so.
You want to start the show off with a great call. We're just going to rip into some.
Even the smallest thing, if somebody goes, yeah, man, no problem. It's great. In fact, it's even better than you might expect.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Call the thing.
So now we'll take your call. We'll take your call because it's your issue, Joe.
You are toast after we take this call. I'm just kidding, Joe.
So no pressure now. But this is the call that Joe really thought that we should take to start the show today.
From Sacramento, California.
I just said put him in the book.
Put him in the book. But to put him in the book, Joe, we would have to put him on the air. Correct?
True.
So in essence, what you're saying back there is, listen, got an emergency play coming in from the coaching box. Forget the play you've called. Audible. Immediately. Take this call. Please note, all caps. Cap head.
Please welcome from Sacramento, California, A.H. McGillicuddy.
Hold, please, Joe.
Okay.
Here he is. Hello.
Mike and Don, Radio God.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Mike and Don, Radio God. How are you?
We're doing great.
Fantastic.
Sir?
Yes.
Are you under the influence of any alcohol or prescription medication or any illegal drug?
Why do you ask that question?
You may be.
Just answer. Just answer. We'll answer the same. Yes, 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 and yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least
but of course.
But of course. Okay, so you're wasted. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to say your ratings are great out here in Sacramento, as you already know.
Well, no, that's not what you called to say, because I don't think you knew that until we read it. What did you originally want to say when you called that made Joe want to put you in a book and call you the F-head?
Is he not thin-skinned or what?
What did you say to Joe?
what I said to Joe. I told him, I mentioned to him that you guys were talking about Imus coming on. Not Imus. I'm blowing this one. Talk to you guys later.
Hold on.
Wait,
don't bail out.
Not so fast.
Don't bail out or we'll have to call you back. Okay, now, Joe, no, go get his number. We got to call
him
back.
I've already got it.
Ah.
Can you get him back on the line?
If he doesn't bail out.
What are you enjoying today?
Cornish Gaming.
Game Hen. Oh, man. Okay.
Joe came in, like, doing the knockout thing. Like, okay, point proven. I mean, granted, the guy was kind of an idiot. You couldn't understand what he wanted to say, but yeah. We at least could have given him the chance. Because I got the feeling maybe it was an insult he said to Joe.
Yeah, but the thing is, I knew immediately, within 2 seconds of talking to the guy was bombed out of his gourd.
And also looking for trouble because twice, and he said it twice, Mike and Don.
Which
is really just a sign of someone.
Hulk enrages me. I'm going to Hulk out.
No, but we don't want you to Hulk out, but that's what people do. When
it's always the red flare. It's an agenda.
Right, but still. Okay, then you would go back to Joe as the guy who originally screened him. Why wouldn't Joe just tell the guy, you know, to scratch off and you know, put the guy off to Never Never Land?
Well, and no mention from Joe of the man's condition, which was inebriated.
Was it drunk or was it drugs?
Now, if
he was under the influence.
Here's the thing. Either one, though, if Joe had put up on the screen without put this F head in the book, if he had put up on the screen, drunk guy, high guy. Well, now that's a go, too.
Yeah.
No matter how good you are or how bad you are feeling, you know, if you got a high guy.
High guy.
High guy.
And the guy blew the call because he was out of his mind.
Yeah.
But he might not have been so wasted that he didn't have the presence of mind to just bail out.
Right. See, I thought if he was really so much trouble that he was going to hang up before you got to him after all that.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
So,
but now he owes it to us. He owes it to that caller.
Everyone.
That caller owes it to us to come back. Well, Joe will get him because we got his number off the caller ID.
Oh,
and here he is. He is back.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, we decided we'd give you a second chance here to formulate your thought.
Now, what did you say to Joe originally?
Oh, I was pulling his chain. I mentioned to him that Howard Stern was supposed to come replace you guys here in Sacramento, and I knew that I'd just blow his mind.
I can see where Joe would say that's kind of an idiot comic, because Howard Stern is already on in the morning here, you see.
Yeah, but that's dumb, but
yeah,
okay,
but
continue.
Most of Sacramento don't listen to that guy here in the morning. We listen to the talk show before you guys come on.
Okay, I got you now.
That's why KHTK does so well here in Sacramento, because they have a great lineup from early in the morning.
That's great.
All through the day.
Right.
And
okay.
You guys are the anchors.
So now,
all right.
But
now,
so what
that's
is
fine.
This? What
that,
is
that's
it that,
real nice.
I'm still listening and thinking. What is it that you said? What about Stern? Did Joe get mad? I didn't get the thing about Stern.
It was just to pull his chain.
If I can paraphrase what this guy said in his kind of semi-wasted way, is that, you know, they've got a great lineup on KHTK, and you guys are the anchors. That's what he just said. That's a very nice compliment.
It is.
So the problem that you had with Joe, would that be was that a problem that was just between you and Joe?
No, that was just the segue into the radio station, because that was just my segue into the station.
He doesn't sound that high or drunk now, either.
What chemicals are you on currently?
I just got done having a glass of Kool-Aid.
Was there anything in the Kool-Aid?
What was in the Kool-Aid?
No, it was pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade.
What was in it?
About four fingers of vodka in it.
What was in it?
No vodka. I put about 3/4 cup of sugar, because I don't like a lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you made a pitcher, I'm hoping, not a glass.
Was it Kool-Aid lemonade flavor?
Yeah, pink lemonade Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's a good drink to be having at, 12 noon out in Sacramento. What else are you having? Peanut butter sandwich? What are you having?
Tomato soup. Mac and cheese.
Have a nice cheese sandwich.
No. I just got up and had the nice breakfast. Made myself a nice breakfast and now here on my porch.
So yeah, wait,
do you have the pitcher with a smiling face on it?
Hello?
On the Kool-Aid? On the Kool-Aid
box. The Kool-Aid pitcher.
For the soup.
Didn't they sell the Kool-Aid pitchers at one point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
They were cool pitchers.
So you didn't put anything in your Kool-Aid at all?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. And what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
I'm heading over to my project to get back over to work.
Okay, well, listen.
Going to hang out with any of your BDBs?
No, my girlfriend,
what's a BDB,
I talked to her on the phone. She listens to you guys, and she just
brain damaged buddies.
I'm going to give this guy's IQ a very serious ranking of 87.
Yeah, he's not in the little brain club.
I don't think he's a tard.
But there's something
he can clean himself.
I mean, not even a borderline like Forrest Gump tard.
No, he's
and
fine.
he's a tard with a heart of gold.
Thank you.
I would like to confirm
a big fan of the show.
I would like to confirm that he's not taking anything though, because he sounds that way.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any kind of brain injury?
Never. I did fall four stories, though, one time.
When did that happen?
He did what?
He fell four stories, Mike.
Hello.
When did that happen?
1981.
Working in construction.
Yeah.
Scaffolding collapsed.
Why do you find Joe to be an opponent? If you wanted to call with something nice, why did you start by pulling Joe's chain, as you say?
Good
why
question.
Did you do that?
Here we go.
Just for the simple reason. So, over the years, listening to you guys, mm-hmm. great show. He just busts my nuts all the time.
Yeah.
But Joe is somewhat thin-skinned. He goes right over him at times.
Air trigger number.
But you wanted to get to Don and Mike ultimately, right?
Here he is, though. Let's talk to Joe. Hi, Joe. Here's your guy.
Hey, Mr. Smith.
Hey, how you doing? And that's not really my real name.
Really? Wow! You had me fooled.
Well, I didn't want to.
Hey, Joe.
Welcome to Eye to Eye.
This guy pissed you off a little bit. He's kind of a tool. But he is...
Retard.
Seems to be... No, I have determined his IQ is above that. He's an 87. He's not even like Forrest Gump at 70.
Well, that's true.
Why does he anger you so, Joe?
First call of the day.
Didn't like the joke.
Nobody asked me about my life pain.
How's your LP? But no. Here's the thing, Joe.
29.
Really?
Wow.
But that's why you're the phone screener,
way
though.
Up there.
I mean,
that's not why I have life pain, though.
Oh, are you? Do you have personal life pain?
From all five fronts.
Real
hard.
Oh man. Fascinating.
You know, there's no crying in baseball. There's no life pain for phone screeners. I mean, I'm sorry. It just doesn't rate.
Oh, I'd love to hear about it, though.
But that's kind of a given that if you're the world's oldest phone screener, your life sucks. I mean, your life, even on a great day, your life sucks, Joe.
But
because
not
the highlight of your life is coming in, you're 40 years old. You got to answer phones and talk to idiots like this guy all day.
Well, you may have a point.
Everything okay in the love life? Everything fine with the missus?
Yeah.
All right.
Then what's your life pain?
It's just high.
Well, give me one. Give me a life pain. Give me an example.
Mm.
Come on.